For this Tuesday, March 31st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A wanted felon is in custody following a two-day multi-agency search in Posey County. Authorities say 33-year-old Corey Leister of Owensville was first spotted Sunday night around 8:20 at the One Stop gas station in Poseyville. A deputy town marshal recognized Leister, who was wanted on active felony warrants out of Gibson County in Indiana and White County in Illinois. Police also believed he may have been armed and had made statements suggesting he would not return to prison. When officers arrived near a Dollar General, Leister ran, triggering a large-scale search. Multiple agencies responded, including Posey County deputies, canine units, and law enforcement from Evansville and Vanderburgh County. Drones were also deployed to assist from the air. Despite the coordinated effort, Leister was not located Sunday night. Investigators believe he escaped the area on a stolen bicycle before a perimeter could be secured. The search resumed Monday afternoon. Around 2:30, deputies and the New Harmony town marshal located Leister behind a residence in New Harmony. He attempted to flee again on another stolen bicycle, but was tracked to a wooded area near the boat ramp. After commands from a canine officer, Leister surrendered without incident. He is now being held in the Posey County Jail without bond. Leister faces charges, including resisting law enforcement and theft, in addition to the outstanding felony warrants. Authorities say he is awaiting extradition to other jurisdictions. The Mavordom Police Department is teaming up with the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute to crack down on speeding and distracted driving. Officials say increased patrols will run from April 4th through April 13th as part of the Comprehensive Highway Injury Reduction Program. The initiative uses federal funding to support local traffic safety enforcement. During that time, officers will be working overtime to identify drivers who are speeding or violating Indiana's hands-free law. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Indiana saw 249 speeding-related fatalities in 2023. Distracted driving was linked to 47 deadly crashes, though officials say that number is likely underreported due to data limitations. Indiana's hands-free law, which took effect in 2020, makes it illegal for drivers to hold a mobile device while behind the wheel. Drivers are only allowed to make calls using hands-free technology such as Bluetooth or a headset. Law enforcement reminds drivers to put their phones down, follow posted speed limits, allow extra travel time, and keep a safe distance between vehicles. Officials say the goal is to reduce crashes and save lives on Indiana roadways. High school students interested in a future in healthcare have a chance to get a firsthand look at the field during an upcoming event in Evansville. Deaconess Health System is hosting a free program called Jump into Nursing on Thursday, April 9th from 6 until 8 p.m. The event will take place in the pavilion on the third floor of the Orthopedic and Neuroscience Hospital at the Deaconess Gateway campus. The event is designed to give students and their families an interactive introduction to careers in healthcare. Attendees can take part in hands-on learning stations featuring CPR and stop-to-bleed training, along with surgery and clinical skills demonstrations. In addition, students can get practical advice on preparing for a healthcare career, including resume building, career readiness tips, and information on college programs. Organizers say there will also be opportunities to learn about volunteering and job shadowing. Participants will also be able to take guided tours of the hospital, offering a behind-the-scenes look at daily operations and a chance to meet nurses and other healthcare professionals. Those interested in attending are encouraged to reserve a spot in advance. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball won their season opener at Gallatin County 14-0. The Wildcats play again this evening at home versus Evansville Christian at 5 o'clock. North Posey baseball starts their season tonight at South Knox at 5. Mount Vernon softball has a home game this evening versus Bossy at 5 o'clock. Wildcats softball is 2-0 on the year after they earned wins versus Lagodi and at South Spencer last week. North Posey softball improved to 2-0 overall after they breezed past Harrison at home on Monday night 17-3. Vikings softball has a road game this evening, Henderson County at 5:30. In local college sports tonight, USI baseball travels to Middle Tennessee State at 4, and Evansville baseball is home versus IU at 6 o'clock. From Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost the opening game of a three-game series at home to the New York Mets 4-2. St. Louis is now 2-2 on the season. Game 2 of the series between the Cardinals and Mets is tonight at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs took care of the Los Angeles Angels at home 7-2 to begin a three-game series. The Cubs improved to 2-2 on the year, and the series continues this evening at 6:40. In Cincinnati, the Reds won their third straight game as they defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates at home in the series opener 2-0. Cincinnati is 3-1 overall. Game 2 of the three-game set between the Reds and Pirates is tonight at 5:40. The Chicago White Sox picked up their first victory of the season as they started their series in Miami with a 9-4 win over the Marlins. The White Sox are 1-3, and they play the middle game of the series at the Marlins this evening at 5:40. That's news in sports for this Tuesday, March 31st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the Newsing Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Rebman reporting for Posey County Radio News.